Joined now on Downtown by one of the fighters in the main event of UFC Fight Night this Saturday on Fox Sports 1. But you may also know him as a Maine fighting legend. It's Lincolnville's own Tim the Barbarian Boach. Tim, welcome into Downtown.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's first go back in time a little bit to two fights ago and 8 months ago as well, when you were able to compete here in the state of Maine back in Bangor on August 16th, and you earned the victory via strikes in the second round. What was that experience like fighting in your home state just around 8 months ago?
Fighting in Bangor was awesome. That's something that'll never happen again. Everybody in that arena, with the exception of one or two Tavares fans, were rooting us on, and the energy in the place was amazing. And like I said, that was an opportunity of a lifetime. So it was a great fight. I was glad I could get that win and win in that way, knock him out and come back a little bit. It just made for an exciting fight for everybody, and it's something I'm going to remember the rest of my life for sure.
I was there at ringside, and I know the crowd was very much behind you, the loudest fight of the night by far. What has the support from the Maine fans meant to you in your career so far?
It's incredible. You know, I think back to my high school wrestling days and how supportive everybody was up, you know, back home then, and it's the same thing now that I'm a professional athlete. It's, you know, I run into fans all over the place when I'm training up there, and everybody's just very supportive. And you know, I'm happy to be from the state of Maine and then be training there and be fighting out a Team Irish with Marcus Davis. It's just an honor. So definitely happy to be representing the state of Maine.
Now, I asked this to Frankie Edgar like a month or so back, if there's anything about growing up in New Jersey that helped influence him in his life and his fighting career. And there's got to be something that, being from Maine, that helped you become as tough as you are today and to become the Barbarian.
Yeah, I think something about the work ethic up there. You know, I grew up around a lot of people that worked real hard, and that's just what I do now. You know, that's the biggest part of why I'm successful, is I'm willing to work hard and go after what I want. And my parents really instilled that in me, and I think that's just the way of, you know, the people that I surround myself with up there are, you know, a lot of hard workers, and definitely won't go after the things they want. That's what's helped me get to where I am in my career.
Let's talk about the upcoming fight on Saturday night on Fox Sports 1 as part of UFC Fight Night. It's a tough matchup ahead for you again against Dan Henderson, a living legend, a former Strikeforce and Pride champion, also represented the United States in the 96 Olympics. Can you just talk about Dan Henderson and the type of fighter that he is?
Well, you definitely hit the high points. He's just a tough guy, the Olympic level wrestler. That takes a very special type of person to make it to that level. And as a fighter, he's done things that every young fighter wants to do. He's held belts in multiple weight classes. Just a tough guy, and he's got a formula for success that's been working well for him his whole career. But come Saturday night, I'm looking to have my own success and get my hand raised. So things aren't going to go well for him, but it's certainly an honor to be in there fighting Dan Henderson.
What do you have to do effectively to earn your 19th career pro victory?
Just got to go in and impose my will. Got to execute the training that I've done this whole camp, and if I do that, it's going to be a great night, and I'm definitely getting my hand raised.
Very nice. Talking with Maine native Tim Boach here, joining us on Downtown before his fight Saturday night against Dan Henderson on Fox Sports 1. Now, we know, of course, Dana White. One of the reasons why the event back last August was in Bangor, Maine, was because of the strong connections he and you both have here in this area. What has it been like working for another guy with those strong connections here and kind of connecting on that local level?
It's great. I really enjoy the opportunities that UFC has given me, and it's given me the ability to travel all over the world and do things I never would have done in a quote normal job. But you know, fighting has definitely opened up a lot of opportunities for me, and another huge opportunity in this main event fight on Saturday. And it's just been a great thing. I'm glad I was able to get started fighting and be successful at it.
You were inducted to the Maine Wrestling Hall of Fame back in 2012. How was that experience like for you?
That was awesome. When I got the call and notified that I was going to be inducted. Just had a, it's hard to describe the feelings that I had, because those are my roots. That's where it all started. You know, wrestling is my background and taught me all the things that I still use today that make me an effective fighter. So getting that honor and getting inducted into the Hall of Fame is something that I'm very proud of.
You've had a very long MMA career as well, also a criminal justice degree from Lock Haven University. What's the next step after the MMA degree, or MMA career, I should say, is over? Would you use the criminal justice degree, or is it more on the landscaping business that you have now today?
Well, I'm hoping that I have enough success in fighting that I don't have to do a whole heck of a lot when I'm done, but certainly I've got some stuff lined up for afterwards. I've got the landscaping business, and my wife has a business as well, and I've got a gym and a few other things that I can fall back on. But I think I've got a bit more success to enjoy in the sport of fighting, and then I'll figure out what I'm going to do after.
Absolutely. Now, last question for you, Tim. If you were trying to sell this fight to someone who might not be familiar with MMA or the UFC but would really like to support you coming up on Saturday for the fight night, how would you sell this fight against Dan Henderson?
I would tell them that it's going to be an amazing fight just because of the two guys in there. There's two guys that are very determined to win, and two guys that have the ability to knock the other one out at any point, and it could happen at any time during the fight. It doesn't have to happen in the beginning. It could go into the later rounds, and both guys still have that knockout power. So it's going to be an exciting fight from start to finish, and everybody definitely should tune in.
Tim, we're going to be pulling for you coming up on Saturday night. Thank you very much for your time, and best of luck coming up against Dan Henderson this Saturday night.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure talking to you.